Good. All right, before we move forward, also, I think time is of the essence at this point, and I've gone through and looked at the applications for the county manager's position, and I would like to at least get that on the agenda for the next meeting. And with that said, I'd also like to recommend Scott Cornegay be the person that we negotiate at this time. And that's based on my review of the applications, and he certainly checks all the boxes, and he is local from Bradford County. And I think that he would be a good fit based on, again, I think he just comes to the top based on his resume and based on the other resumes we received. So I'd like to move forward with that.
Did already.
Yes, ma'am.
We did ask at the last meeting that it be placed on the agenda for the next regular commissioner meeting, and for discussion about the four applicants that we have, that we interview those four persons, because there are only four people, and then we can make a decision based on that, rather than pre-select someone without the application process.
Well, I think just through the review of the applications, I think you'll see that he rises to the top, and you've got two that are out of state, and I personally don't want to go through the process of trying to get people in from out of state and then dragging this on. You know, we're in a situation, as you know, and I think the rest of the board knows that, and if I could say, you know, Mr. Sexton's going to be leaving, and we need to get somebody in there, and we need to start moving as fast as we can to get on track, not only for county manager and the county manager's departments, but also, you know, we're going to be having to also go out and find a county attorney, as well as we're still working on our county auditor.
Yeah.
So anyway, so that'd be my recommendation. You know, so if y'all chose to have that on the agenda, I would recommend that we have that on the agenda moving forward with Mr. Cornegay.
Well, I agree with Spooner. I've looked at all of them, and there are a couple of others. Sometimes if you give a person an opportunity, I mean, not everybody's going to come from your county or from the state of Florida that will do a good job. Mr. Cornegay looks like an excellent candidate, but also we ask these people to come in and do this for us, and I think it would be extremely disrespectful on our behalf if we didn't at least interview the four. If there was 44, then I might could understand, but there's only four. They did a lot of work on our behalf, and I just think we owe them the respect of interviewing the four candidates.
Again, I think the process is going to be long and drawn out, and that would be my recommendation so that we can move forward.
And if I may say something, because I've read all the resumes just like y'all have, and the one thing I have to agree with, I think the two from out of state, I think they were like New York, New Jersey, something like that.
New Jersey and Michigan.
Yeah, I just don't think that they would be a good fit for Bradford County, just being honest. The other two stood out very well, but from listening into the people that do a lot of work in the county, everybody that I've listened to has said, you know, you ought to put Scott in there, and I've heard that over and over and over, and like I said, I just think that. Him living in the area, I know what he's done trying to help us get the Army surplus building, and I really believe he'd be a good fit. And I don't mind interviewing maybe two of them, but I just really don't know if we need to interview all four, but.
Well, at the same time, I think that'd be kind of like one of us needing to move to another state, and that we were just thrown out of the pile simply because we were from Florida. Not based on what we've done or not based on our qualifications, but just because we're from the state of Florida. I just, somehow or another, that just doesn't sound fair to me, but that's just my opinion.
If I talk to some folks at the FAC if a person from out of state was coming in a deputy-type position or an assistant-type position, that'd be one thing. You know, that they would get in, they would learn, certainly, Florida sunshine laws, and then also just be, an opportunity to connect with our legislators. And again, I think Mr. Cornegay checks all those boxes. Just as Mr. Riddick said, he's already been working for us, and he's not even working for us, as far as being able to try to secure that building for the county. So, again, that's my recommendation.
And
that's a proper way.
I have, out of respect for them, I want to be cautious how I say this, but I think it's certainly in no way, shape, or form the official position of the Florida Association of Counties or the Florida Association of County Managers. But I've had essentially that same conversation with a number of folks that just the track record. It's not to say that a particular individual from some other state can't come here and do a perfectly good job, but when you've seen it day in and day out, by and large, those folks appear to be folks who are ready to wrap up a career some other place and want to, like so many people that live in New Jersey or Michigan, retire in Florida, and this is a convenient opportunity to get down here and keep earning an income. So, again, Florida Association of Counties and Florida Association of County Managers would never say that is a categorical position, but it's been pretty consistent in my conversations with them that's a red flag, if you will.
It could be that we end up having the person that Mr. Doherty was mentioning, but there is a proper process. Otherwise, there's no need in doing a search for people if you're going to dismiss everyone and just narrow it down to a person that one individual wants. In fairness,
well, that's not necessarily true, Ms.
Well, just let me have my say.
We appointed Chief Carter in a meeting. Right?
I'm saying we had only four applicants. It's a reasonable thing that we can interview those persons, even if it end up being the person, but in a fair process. Otherwise, we shouldn't have applicants, if we're going to pre-select ahead of the process.
Union County hired someone from out of state, one of the best city managers they've ever had. This does a great job for them, and sometimes, and I'm just going to go ahead and say it, sometimes you need a little new blood. You need opinions from the outside. Maybe they have better ways and methods of doing things than we do. I mean, if we just
New
isolate,
Jersey and Michigan?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Ooh. Okay. Okay.
I'm sorry.
Again,
let me just keep my opinion to myself.
Well,
since everybody thinks it's funny.
Well, it's
it's not. And we each of us sitting up here have the same level of authority in terms of one vote, and we shouldn't dismiss each other that way. We have to do things proper.
Okay. I made my recommendation and
not necessarily.
So if again, that's my recommendation. I hear you, Ms. Spooner, and I hear you, Ms. Andrews, Mr. Riddick. And this would also be to put him on there for discussion and for negotiation. And if we can't reach terms with Mr. Cornegay, then we'll move on to number two or number three or number four.
Let me ask you this. Like the interview, the two from New Jersey and Michigan, what will we do, like a Zoom interview? Because I sure as crud don't want to waste our time flying them all the way down here.
Yeah.
We could do that. My concern would be, and again, we could do that. You didn't ask me for my opinion, but I think there are two issues. One, the fairness issue that nobody interviews as well over Zoom as they do in person. So if you have two applicants that are interviewing in person because they're local and two applicants that are interviewing over Zoom because they're far away, it automatically puts them at a disadvantage, such that it feels like we're doing it as an exercise to check a box and say we interviewed them. Two, this is the, you know, in many ways, this is the most critical hire you have to make as a board. This is the person you're choosing to run all of your departments. And I think, again, if you feel that strongly about wanting to interview them, I think you owe it to yourselves to make it a for real interview and not just do it so that you can say you did it. I think if you choose someone to run an $11 million operation based on a 30-minute Zoom call, that's pretty risky, in my opinion.
But
yes, we have the technology to do it,
yeah,
and we can certainly set that up. But I think those would be my concerns about going that route.
The only person that's out of state is a gentleman from Michigan. The other one is from Jennings, Florida. The other one's Fort Myers. They are here in the state. They can come.
The gentleman listed the Fort Myers address on his resume, or I'm sorry, on his cover letter, but his current occupation is he's currently serving as the city manager. So I don't know how he's doing that from Fort Myers, but in any event, I've interpreted that they both list as their current occupation a manager position in New Jersey and Michigan.
I have to apologize. I'm just not used to this method where we just pick someone that we've known and put them in a position. Maybe they're our friend or something like that. And where I've worked, we had a panel, we interviewed, we gave everybody the same opportunity. It was equal rights opportunity that people could come in and apply for a job. Why should they even apply?
Right.
Why would we even run an ad if we're not going to interview them, not give them an opportunity, or just X them off because, well, you live out of state, so, and I don't know you, and my family don't know you, and that gives us such a bad image on doing things like that. It's irresponsible, and I hate it. That's just not the way we should do things.
Well, again, I think the easy process was that everybody received copies of the resumes, and I'm just making it based on the resumes, based on the review of the resumes. So, again, you know, there's somebody that's already...
You made your decision on the resume.
Yeah, I did, and then I made the recommendation.
Right.
So, again, if you disagree with it, that's up to you. If you disagree with it, that's up to you. And I was leaving it open for the other commissioners whether they agreed with or disagreed with it. Yeah.
I think it's wrong.
I do too. But it's the way we do things.
Mr. Riddick?
All I can tell you is I read all the resumes several times, more than once. Actually, you can call Will, talk to him about them. And my top two would be Scott Cornegay and I got their names right here, but the other man from
Jennings.
Mr. Gooden.
Yes. I mean, that would be my top two. Even by just reading by what type of budgets that they have been working under and stuff like that. Like I said, I've got all four interviews. I've read them. I'm just being honest. I just don't want to waste anybody's time with, you know, and I wouldn't mind, narrowing it down to two, interviewing two. But, you know, I don't know what. I don't know if anybody else on this board has a top two or not, or if you just want to hear from all of them, but that would be my top two for sure.
Okay, we're going into a new budget cycle starting October 1st. So again, we're going to start, based on what y'all are saying, we would start interviewing on October 1st. We would hear at the next meeting on October the 4th, and then we would have two more weeks before we meet again to make a decision on who we're going to interview, and then we wait two more weeks. So again, I'm just trying to understand the timeline and the process here. And again, based on, you know, review of the application, or excuse me, the, yeah, the applications and the resumes, that, you know, I'm just saying, let's move forward. Let's not drag this out any longer.
We can be as expeditiously expeditious as possible as we want to be, so we don't have to keep it up. We can interview whenever we choose to do that, and it's only four applicants. Even if it turned out to be the person that you're suggesting, that is the fair process, and that's the appropriate process, and pre-selection is not appropriate.
That's not it. You know, I mean, we reached out to FACT and the FACT managers for that, but I mean, again, we could have made a decision that evening to put somebody in that position,
which is wrong.
But we could have. I'm just saying.
Well, we could have, because that's the method.
Whether you think it's right or wrong, I mean,
that we've been using all these years, but okay. It's wrong.
Okay.
It's not an equal opportunity thing that we're doing. These people can't even come in and talk for themselves. And I could, look here, I could flatter me up a resume and make me sound like I could be the president and not nearly be able to do that. And I have been approached about Mr. Corrugay. I talked to Mr. Corrugay the other day. I have nothing but praise for him. But when we're in a position, in an open position, where these people are watching what we do, and they're seeing us, we got only four applicants. I've interviewed probably 30 people in one day before, but we can't interview four. And then we just picked the one that, well, I know him, so that's the one. And to be honest, I heard Mr. Corrugay's, back when you didn't want us to have a county manager, and you thought it was the worst thing, y'all said we didn't need one.
Didn't think it was the worst thing. Just thought at the time that it was helpful with our budget. It's exactly what I said. So
that's
we had Mr. Sexton, who was our county attorney, who was acting as our county manager. And I wouldn't even change that decision today if I had it again. But right now, moving forward, if we made
this decision to hire a county manager before we knew he was leaving.
No, I know that.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
So it has nothing to do with Mr. Sexton.
No, my point is that when we appointed Mr. Sexton as the acting county manager, I felt comfortable that we were able to fill that role at the time. And that's why I said I did not think that we needed a county manager at the time. It's exactly what I said.
No, that's not right.
It is.
You said it two or three meetings before that. Then, while I was out sick, you appointed him as the county manager.
Okay, so you just weren't here for that, right?
That's right.
You did say that, and you made that public, and the rest of us did move forward with it.
That's right, just like we're doing right now.
Okay. Well, if that's the decision, then that's what we'll do.
Well, the only thing I could recommend is, why do we have to wait for a regular meeting?
We don't.
I mean, we don't.
Just call some special meetings. Let's get it over with and move on with it.
We don't have to wait. Mm-hmm. It's just...
Okay, if you want to have a special meeting for that...
Don't you want to have a special meeting? Don't you think it's important enough to do that?
Do you want to have a special meeting for that?
Sure.
Okay. Okay. Mr. Thompson?
Mr. Chairman... If I can, I also want to, I'm having nothing to do with the vacant county manager position and nothing to do with my position. There are some other personnel issues that we're about to run into that are of concern to me and that I think, you know, again, warrant moving forward as quickly as possible to get this position filled. If the board is inclined to schedule special meetings, that would work, but I think moving at the timeline of wait to make a decision on October 4th, then schedule interviews after that. We have no idea what these folks' availability would be. Have the interviews, which oftentimes come in two stages, one where each of you meets with the candidates individually and then meet again together in a public meeting to interview the candidates. But it would, it's not unreasonable to think that we're talking about a matter of weeks or months to move, or probably not months, but weeks or a month, 45 days, in order to accomplish that. So, again, this is not meant to paint you into a corner, so to speak, but we are in a place where delaying unnecessarily is going to impact some other things that we're trying to do.
I agree. Mm-hmm. All right.
At the same time, though, I'll be honest, I don't want to divide the board over our hiring process. It's going to be tough enough whoever we hire out of the four. And I don't want to already start off dividing the board over this.
Okay. Let me make something clear, all right? If you want to bring them in for interviews, we'll bring them in for interviews, okay? But I want this to be very clear. I want this to be clear to you, Ms. Spooner. When you brought up during a discussion and made a motion to give $500,000 to a group, and when you brought up to make a motion and I stopped you, neither one of these were on the agenda to make a motion, and I stopped you from when you wanted to give the money to the city for the south end of the county, right? Okay. So that was not on the agenda. It was only
on the agenda.
It was on there for discussion. It was not on there to vote. And you made the motion, and it went through, okay? So, from now on, we'll put that on, we'll do the interviews, we'll get the interviews set up as soon as we can, okay? But from now on, before you speak through the chair, okay?
And ask and before everyone else,
anyone
to do
else
the
speaks,
same.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right. And you'll speak through the chair, okay? That's the proper order.
Good.
So, if we're going to start talking about proper orders and how we do things, then we're going to do it properly, okay?
Mr. Chair?
Yes, ma'am.
I can't agree with you more. And I think it's important that we follow the Robert Rules of Order, as you're indicating, and we do it through the chair, and that but you give each person a chance to speak.
And everyone has always had an opportunity since I've been the chair to speak, even if it's out of turn.
Okay. And even if we disagree with each other, we must be respectful for each person, okay?
Yeah, but I'm just saying, remember, you've always had an opportunity to speak, and you've never been cut off from speaking. Nobody from this board has ever been cut off from speaking, not since I've been the chair, okay?
Well, sometimes you have cut me off, and sometimes you have been condescending towards me and disrespectful. Not maybe you didn't realize that you were, but you have done that to me. But the other board members, you have allowed them to speak? I'm just saying.
No, everyone's done it. I'm just saying.
Okay.
But from now on, if we're going to, this is the way it's going to be, and this is the way we're going to run the meetings, and that's the way it's going to be, okay? So if you want to set up the interviews so we can get interviews for the four before, do we want to do that before the next meeting? Okay.
It's a week from tomorrow, but we could try to put them at the meeting, which would then, you know, prolong the meeting a little bit, but allow us to, you know, if we set them prior to the meeting, for instance, or
let's do it prior to the meeting.
Notice the meeting and then have that
prior,
on the agenda at the end of
do
the
it
meeting.
Prior to the meeting.
Okay.
Thank you.
With all four or just the two that you've identified as the standouts, which I agree is the narrower group.
Mr. Clerk.
We should have had an auditor ready to come here within the next two weeks. We should have had the auditor bid out whenever they came and said, we're not going to be your auditor anymore. We don't have I don't know when we'll separate, but we won't have a county attorney after that point. We're going to need to find a new county attorney. There's a lot of process that goes into the audit selection committee now. You have to have all five constitutionals together and the board chair to choose which one you want to choose from the bids that you receive. It's going to be a strung-out process. We're looking at right now probably best bet if the RFP got put out tomorrow, we'd probably be 2 months before we get an auditor here. And our audit is going to look awful compared to what it was last year. So, I mean, that's some of the dire necessity of it getting a county manager in here because Alyssa's fixing to be in office by herself. I don't know when that is. I don't know how much longer Will's going to be here. Is there a date or anything, Will?
I think there will be ample opportunity for me to help the board wind things up. And I don't necessarily know why it would take 2 months for the audit process. We've got it on the agenda for the board to approve the RFQ. I think it's going to have a relatively short turnaround like we talked about. I think at least one firm is interested in applying. They've shared that. I do agree that there's a process that the statute requires for the selection committee, but I think we can move that. It's our own folks. We ought to be able to move it pretty quickly. But I'm not going to leave the board or the clerk's office hanging without anyone there, whether it's from a management standpoint or an attorney standpoint. But we will have, I ask again, do you want to schedule all four of them for October the 4th or prior to October the 4th, or do you want us to stick to the...
Bring all four of them in. Bring them all.
Thank you.
Bring them all. Yeah. Okay. This meeting's adjourned. Thanks.
Thank you, Mr. Doyle.
Thank you.